It's 5:48.
This is a News 11:30 special report.
Celebrating 20 years of ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. News 11:30's John Ackerman kicks off his series of Courage to Come Back award profiles with a look at the recipient in the youth category.
I think a lot of people are surprised at how much I've been able to accomplish in my life.
Alisa Gil Silvestri is used to being underestimated.
When they see someone who's in a wheelchair, they don't think you can really do anything. You're just kind of stuck.
The 22-year-old was born with congenital muscular dystrophy, a condition that will only get worse as she gets older.
Unless you're living with it, you don't really notice it that much. But, from last year, I can tell that certain things is harder for me to do than it was before.
She doesn't let that slow her down. Alisa has been an active supporter of Muscular Dystrophy Canada for more than a decade, raising $50,000 over the years.
I don't know, it just makes me feel like I have a purpose a lot of the time, because there isn't a lot that I can do on a daily basis. And like I said, makes it something that I can do by myself and not have to worry about getting assistance.
Despite overcoming so many challenges, she isn't that comfortable being looked at as an inspiration, but she's getting used to it.
I'm just here hanging out, doing my own thing, being in a wheelchair, trying to get through my life as good as I can.
I'm John Ackerman.
It's 6:48.
This is a News 11:30 special report.
She won't let a chronic disease hold her back. News 11:30's John Ackerman begins his series of Courage to Come Back profiles with a look at the recipient of the Youth Award.
Yeah, it's a hard life, but if you have the right people around you, you can really get by.
Alisa Gil Silvestri needs constant care. The 22-year-old has congenital muscular dystrophy and has been in a wheelchair since the age of 2. She's also undergone countless surgeries, everything from spinal fusion to a tracheostomy. But she still manages to lead a normal life. Right now, she's in school to be a dental receptionist.
With dental receptionists, patients aren't supposed to come in when they're sick. And my immune system isn't the greatest, so at least I'll be less chances of me getting sick.
Alisa has also been an active fundraiser for Muscular Dystrophy Canada for more than a decade. And she's come around to the idea of being an example for others, too.
People see the difficulties that are coming to my life and that I am able to get through them no matter what my challenges are.
But she also stresses she does what she does not because she wants to, but because she has to.
People forget that I am human, just with a little bit of challenges that I have to get through. And I gotta do what I gotta do to get through it.
I'm John Ackerman.
News 11:30 is a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards, which are being handed out on Thursday, May 10th at the Vancouver Convention Center.